If you're a child of the 1970s or 80s, you probably sat in front of a television on Saturday morning and at some point saw this. Those little animated lessons that taught us why that scrap of paper was loitering on the Capitol steps, or the finer points of grammar. Or should that be and the finer points of grammar?
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up words and phrases and clauses.
Conjunction, junction, how's that?
Believe it or not, Schoolhouse Rock is 40 years old. And to mark this rather frightening occasion, we reached Bob Dereau. He composed, conducted, and even sang much of Schoolhouse Rock. But he didn't start in children's music. Dereau started playing with some of the biggest names in jazz, including Miles Davis.
Oh, there I was in New York City just trying to make a living. Actually, my jazz work was a little slow, and I was dabbling in advertising music just to make ends meet. And by then I was married and had a daughter, and so I needed that bread.
His boss came to him with a problem.
My sons cannot memorize their times tables, yet they sing along with Jimi Hendrix and the Rolling Stones, and they get their words, so why don't we put the multiplication tables to music, and we'll call it multiplication rock. What do you think, Bob?
And what did you think?
Well, I was a little hesitant, but originally it was just an idea for a phonograph record and a workbook. We eventually wound up on television.
What was the first multiplication song that you did?
Well, I went home and I studied it a little bit, and I got the idea of three is a magic number. Then I looked in the magic book, and sure enough, three is one of the magic numbers.
Can you sing us a little bit of that first song, Three is a Magic?
Oh, yes. Three is a magic number. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
It's a magic number.
There's a magic number. The past and the present and the future. Faith and hope and charity. The heart and the brain and the body give you three. There's a magic number. 3, 6, 9. 12, 15, 18. 21, 24, 27, 30. Three, six,
I have to say, Mr. Dereau, you can sing pretty darn well.
I know. Well, you see, I was a jazz singer when they found me.
When you were writing these songs, you had a young daughter. She was in grade school at the time, as I understand. Did she?
She was.
Did she help you with this? I mean, did you know how to write a kid's
she
song?
She did. Well, I'd always sort of heeded the children, paid attention to them, and I'd seized upon this idea as a chance to communicate with children. Most of all, I had no idea it would end up to be on television.
You also, not just about math, you wrote songs about grammar that helped kids kind of understand the parts of speech. We mentioned conjunction, junction, which is a personal favorite of mine. Was it easier for you to write math songs or grammar songs? Or was there a difference?
Math is much easier. I discovered there was no such thing as a grammar rule. I mean, we were all reading grammar books. And, you know, what is grammar? I wrote a song they didn't buy. It was called, Grammar's Not Your Grandma, It's Your Grammar.
They didn't buy that one, huh?
No, they didn't buy it. I did a demo and everything.
Oh, shoot.
Finally, they just said, let's just do the eight parts of speech. You know?
Well, you've written so many tunes over the years. I know they all probably hold a special place in your heart, but I will still ask, do you have a favorite?
Well, I sort of like Lolly, Lolly, Lolly. It's one of the grammar songs. And it began with me just sort of thinking, Lolly, Lolly, Lolly. It's a little refrain, like you might say, tra-la-la. Lolly, Lolly, Lolly. Get your adverbs here.
Pop? Yep. Ready, son?
Uh-huh.
Let's go.
Let's go.
1, 2.
Lolly, 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 get your adverbs here. Lolly, 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 got some adverbs here.
And as I kept singing that, oh, maybe it's like a store. And then I suddenly realized that Lolly 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 could be a three-generational family.
Hello, folks. This is Lolly Sr. saying we have every adverb in the book, so come on down and look.
Hello, folks. Lolly Jr. here. Suppose your house needs painting. How are you going to paint it? That's where the adverb comes in.
Suppose you're going nut gathering. Your buddy wants to know where and when.
And I got to play all three parts. By speeding up the tape, I became the little Lolly. And by slowing down the tape, I became the grandfather Lolly. And then my normal voice was the middle junior Lolly.
Use it with a verb, it tells us how you did, where it happened, where you're going, where you've been.
You can hear Bob Dureau at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. tonight, where he's leading a sing-along in honor of the 40th anniversary of Schoolhouse Rock. Mr. Dureau, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Rachel.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.